Hey, Daryl with College Baseball Recruiting Tips, and today I'm going to answer one of the biggest questions that parents really want to try to figure out and understand at the beginning of the recruiting process. And so many times, once we get past the fact that we now know that our son truly does want to go to college, play college baseball, and that we got some kind of understanding of the college baseball lifestyle, we have to start looking at the research piece of it. And this is the piece that most parents skip and most players skip, and they want to jump right into the relationship building or right into trying to get recruited and go into showcases and go into camps and all of these things that can be valuable down the road. But if we don't have targeted specific ideas of which schools we want to go to, then we're just going to have this shotgun approach to building relationships and recruiting. And what ends up happening is you end up being frustrated because we spend a lot of time and energy and effort reaching out to coaches, and they're not the right fit. And when they're not the right fit, they're not going to respond. Coaches get bombarded and overwhelmed every day with recruiting emails and phone calls and different things of communication that parents are sending out or players are sending out, and they have to have some type of filter. There's only 24 hours in a day, and these guys are coaching and some are teaching and other family responsibilities. So we got to kind of step back as parents and help our sons look through the lens of how do we really target the best schools for my son based on the facts, based on the financial affordability, what can we afford to the family, based on his academic eligibility and understanding what schools are going to be a good fit for him academically, and then really starting to look at the coaches and the type of personalities and philosophies and playing styles that is going to fit based on the role and the position that our son plays, and what role is he capable of filling that freshman year, or is it a role that he's going to have to go and earn his way through at a really good program, or is it something or a school that he's going to be able to walk on campus and really have an opportunity to compete for playing time his freshman year? And so when we took that piece and we really start looking at the talent, then we can finish with the socializing piece, the F, the A, the C, the T, and the S. If you guys remember just this and you do your research, I call it pre-search. It's what we should be doing before we ever start the relationship building or trying to get recruited or focused on the coach recruiting piece of it. This is really about getting your family's values and your son's values in line, because more often than not, most parents do the recruiting process backwards. They try to reach out and get the attention of coaches, and they go out and they're constantly just trying to get exposure. And what ends up happening is they go to the wrong camps, or they're reaching out and targeting the wrong schools. And when they don't get that attention, they start thinking that their son is not talented enough to play college baseball. And the reality of it is, there's a lot of different factors that go into what a coach is looking for in your son's specific recruiting class. And a lot of that is based on position and scholarships available, or at the D3 level where they don't have scholarships, position on the team, or academic eligibility that plays a key part in it. And so parents, you got to understand that there's a big, huge part of this at the very beginning that is what I call the pre-search piece for 7th and 8th grade and 9th grade and sophomore parents, freshmen and sophomore parents. When you understand how the recruiting process works, now we can really take it and drill it down and make it more specific for just your son. But too many parents are trying to tackle this from this generic shotgun approach, and when we do, it becomes overwhelming. And so what we really need to do first is do the research. Start with, you know, what you can afford as a family. Academically, what kind of school is he going to be eligible to get into and qualify for? And then we can start tackling the coach and the talent. And then finally, when we're making that final choice, where is he going to be happy? Where is he going to want to be that socially it's going to be a good fit for him? Because at the end of the day, this is his educational experience. This is his baseball experience, and this is his college experience. And it's really, truly, how can we stay focused on what he wants and yet at the same time find a quality baseball school and a coach and a program that he's going to be a good fit for? And the way we do that is through the research. And so, parents, I hope you hear this piece of it, because this is the missing piece in most recruiting programs. There's a lot of great connectors, I call them. They can get you information. They can connect you to coaches. They can do different things. And at the right time in the recruiting process, the relationship building and really the get recruited piece, these services offer a lot of value. It's not that there's a lot of things wrong with them, but I think the piece that's missing in the whole recruiting process is this pre-search, this research. And unfortunately, parents, you can't hardly buy your way into it. You just got to know how to do it. And at the College Baseball Recruiting Blueprint, that's exactly what we do. We try to help parents understand the facts. And that way, when they start the relationship building process and they start the recruiting process and starting to get recruited from different college coaches, that is the coaches and the schools that will be the best fit for their son. And through the facts recruiting method, if you guys understand that piece of it, it will give you a framework and a filter to kind of sift out the schools that ain't going to be a good fit and help you find the coaches and the social environment and at a school that you can afford and that will make a difference for you long term and help your son get that degree that's going to serve him for the rest of his life. And hopefully have that great college baseball experience that will give him memories and stories that he'll be telling his kids and grandkids 20, 30, 40 years from now. So that's what the dream should be. That's what the hope should be for parents. And that should be your goal at the end of the day, is how do we find the best school based on what our family values are and what my son and our son wants to do. And when you look at it from that framework, I think you guys will find that that is the key. So if you need help, or if you're interested in help having us walk you through and guide you through the facts recruiting method, just click on the link below. You can find out more information on what we do. It's really a great way to get started and to really dig into the understanding what you need to do as a parent and your role as a parent. And again, it's all focused specifically on the parent and what you need to do to get the recruiting process started and to help your son find the perfect school for him to go play at. Talk to you soon. This is Daryl from Start Pitching and College Baseball Recruiting Tips. And if you need anything, reach out at DC at Start Pitching, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you and answer any questions you have. Have a great day.